Hello everyone, my name is Marco Ferri Marini and today I'm going to talk about something that I feel most of us will face in the near future. The subject of my speech is transhumanism. Transhumanism is a philosophical movement that comes from the exponential growth that technology has had during the last decades. Posthumanist ideas stem from the very concept of evolution. All of our lives and views of reality are caused by the millions of years that have formed humans as they are right now. Our sense of normalcy changes very slowly, along with our body and therefore our mind. Nature has made all of the changes. Every little mutation in our DNA was randomly decided by it. Transhumanists suggest a radical yet logical transformation. They want to give us control over ourselves and our future, thanks to the use of technology, of course. The main argument against this ideology is that for some people, scientists are doing unnatural and unethical things. Also, there is a big part of society that, due to their religion, does not approve the theoretical modifications that people could do to their own body. The thought of being one with technology to most people is scary. The idea of having a microprocessor in our body seems so alien and futuristic that our rational minds reject it. In 1923, the noted British biochemist J.B.S. Haldane published an essay titled Daedalus, or Science and the Future, in which he argued that great benefits would come from controlling our own genetics and our body in general. In his essay, he said, and I quote, "The chemical or physical inventor is always a Prometheus. There is no great invention, from fire to flying, which has not been hailed as an insult to some god. But if every physical and chemical invention is a blasphemy, every biological invention is a perversion. There is hardly one which, on first being brought to the notice of an observer from any nation which has not previously heard of their existence, would not appear to him as indecent and unnatural." What he is trying to say is that every new invention and idea can look weird and wrong at first. But maybe, if we analyze it, the discovery, we can find a way to improve our living, effectively making the world a better place. But what exactly are these inventions I'm talking about, you may ask? Well, first off, there is genetic editing, which basically consists of modifying certain parts of our DNA to achieve the manifestation of some specific phenotypes. This means that if we decoded the entirety of our DNA, we could literally customize the human being. Then there is biorobotics, which is a branch of biomedical engineering that focuses on trying to get prosthetics that could seamlessly emulate biological functions. Another very interesting idea is the very infamous artificial intelligence, which secretly terrorizes anyone that believes in the idea of soul and spirit. There are lots of people working to create the perfect AI, and in the future, they'll succeed for sure. There is even an American project that is painstakingly trying to map every neuron in a brain to try and emulate it in a virtual environment. Since every time, humans have been looking to improve their habitat and happiness. We can read today the story from 1700 BC of Gilgamesh, a king who sets out on a quest to find eternal life. There are countless examples like this scattered throughout history. The Fountain of Youth, the Sacred Graal, China's first emperor even, King Xin Huan and his 8,000 terracotta soldiers guarding his eternal life. Humanity has always looked for something more. Something better, and today we have the technological capabilities to expand the body and mind beyond every current natural limit. But we have to first ask ourselves a couple questions. What will people do with all this responsibility on their hands? And are we really ready to decide the fate of our entire population?
Even if I consider myself as trusting towards humanity, I can't help but foresee a disaster. Not because of the moral use of this technology, but the division that ethics, religion, and simple free will might bring between humans and the ones who choose to be post-human. Luckily, a lot of people much smarter than me are thinking about this and debating the possible applications of genetic editing and such techniques. We've come a long way as a species. The first computer ever built weighed almost 50 tons and had barely the power to do any calculation. And that was in 1943, exactly 77 years ago. Today, we find ourselves with much more power in our hands, and most of us don't even realize it. I'm sure that we'll find ways to incorporate this tech and power into our daily lives in such a way that we don't even notice it. We may just be the first form of life that evolved itself into something better. It's incredible what self-aware monkeys can do.
Dry your eyes. Let's be sweethearts again.